Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
All right, so yesterday we started talking about a TLC show called Extreme Cake Makers.
Yes, Extreme Cake Makers.
So we learned that a lot of people these days like their cakes to look amazing and taste delicious. So these cakes are going to be different than we normally think of a simple cake.
For me, it's all about taste delicious, but why not? It's look amazing. Yeah, since normal cakes aren't always enough to satisfy people, extreme cake makers, they make beautiful and sometimes crazy cakes.
We're going to find out about a crazy cake later in today's article, but let's find out about one of the cake makers. Her name is Natasha, and she's an extreme cake maker. She's very good at making creative cakes.
Okay, so in yesterday's article, we talked about she's making a cake for a famous singer.
Right.
Actually, it's her favorite singer, and who wants her cake to be purple.
Right, so she made a tropical cake with mango and passion fruit, and it was purple on the outside. And she also wrapped a 3D ribbon around the cake, and she can eat that part too.
And in the end, the singer loves Natasha's cake and become a big fan of hers.
Okay, good news. Well, we're going to find out about more extreme cakes today in our article.
Reading.
Extreme Cake Makers. Eloise has dealt with difficult projects before, but her latest one really takes the cake. She must bake a cake for a store that sells designer dresses. The owner wants the cake to hang upside down from the ceiling. Eloise adds some black lace to make it look elegant. When she's done, it looks like a classic work of art. Phil and Christine operate as a cake-making team. Christine focuses on making their cakes taste delicious and look attractive. Phil adds some moving parts to make them exciting. Each year, they give one cake to charity. This year, they are making a Wallace and Gromit cake for a children's hospital. They come up with a crazy idea, a cake that makes cake. It looks like a big industrial factory, with pieces of cake moving around, and Wallace and Gromit are at the controls. To see the cheerful faces of the children eating it at the hospital, tune into Extreme Cake Makers on TLC.
Okay, so today's article begins by saying Eloise has dealt with difficult projects before, but her latest one really takes the cake.
Okay. Interesting.
这段话呢有很多我们可能看不懂的地方，不过呢我们马上先来看一下 latest 这个字哦，它是怎么拼呢？ L-A-T-E-S-T, latest 这个字呢，它就表示最近的或是最新的。注意到呢，因为它是一个最高级的，所以我们前面加上的或是所有格，例如呢 the latest 最近的，或者是呢像我们课文里面 her latest 它最新的一个任务哦。那呢这个字呢，你也可以换成另外一个字 recent 呢就表示最近的。那你可以讲 the most recent 就是呢最新发生最近的事情。看一下句子咯， She is wearing the designer's latest design。
Ooh, I bet you it's a very beautiful design. Probably expensive, too. Okay, now we said in that sentence that Eloise's latest cake really takes the cake. Now, this phrase, take the cake, is today's shortcut for you. Let's take a quick break to hear from our friends and find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
No, get red balloons, not blue ones. Wait, I just got a message from the restaurant. I'll call you back.
You seem really busy today.
I'm planning for my sister's birthday party, but everything's going wrong. Now, the restaurant says it has to close early today.
That really takes the cake.
What? Someone take my sister's birthday cake?
I hope not. To take the cake means something is very bad and even worse than things that have happened before.
So take the cake means 最离谱最糟糕 But the cake is still okay?
Yes, I just got it back from the bakery and put it in the fridge.
Okay, so it's safe, unless my brother finds it and eats it first.
That would really take the cake.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We learned about the phrase, take the cake, and it just means to be the best or worst of something. Here, this means that Eloise's cake is probably the most difficult project she's ever worked on.
Okay, so the article continues by saying, she must bake a cake for a store that sells designer dresses.
Okay,
designer 这个字我们刚刚看到了，这个字呢我们可以当做名词来使用。先看一下它的动词，就是 design 这个动词呢就是设计。那么后面再加上 er 呢 ,designer 变成人了，就表示设计师的意思。课文这边指的呢就是 fashion designer。那特别注意到在课文里面我们这边讲说那 designer dresses, 我们这边的特殊的用法呢是把 designer 这个名词呢当成形容词来使用了。意思是指这些 dresses, 这些洋装呢是这个设计师所设计的。
Okay, well, let's find out a little bit more about this cake. The owner, that's the owner of the dress shop, wants the cake to hang upside down from the ceiling.
Okay.
Interesting. Now, upside down is used as an adverb here. When you hang something upside down, you make it hang with the bottom at the top and the top at the bottom.This doesn't sound very easy to do with a cake.
No, not at all. Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 upside down 就是反过来啊。Upside down 反过来要掉在哪里呢？它就要掉在 ceiling. Ceiling 呢 ,C-E-I-L-I-N-G.这个字呢就表示天花板 ceiling OK 那你可能呢很常在职场尤其你会听到人家讲说 glass ceiling glass ceiling 呢就是玻璃天花板它就是一个比喻表示说你看不到的尤其是呢是在职场里面指很多女生哦。虽然说她工作能力很强但是呢因为她是女生而无法被升职上去这个呢我们英文就叫做 glass ceiling OK 那我们看一下我们的 example sentence The house has very high ceiling
And I bet if you guys look upYou'll see a ceiling right above you. All right, the article continues by telling us what Eloise is going to do with her cake. It says, Eloise adds some black lace to make it look elegant. Okay, so you know it's a dress for a designer dresses shop. You want this to be a very beautiful cake in a very beautiful shop with beautiful dresses. So, not only is the cake going to hang upside down from the room ceiling, it's also going to be very beautiful. That's because Eloise adds black lace to the cake. Lace is a noun, and it's spelled L-A-C-E, lace, and it's a very fine cloth. Now, lace has beautiful designs on it that are made by very, very small holes in the fabric. And usually you'll see...these holes all over the piece of lace. So it's not going to be like my t-shirt here. It's going to have very, very small holes all over it. You see it on dresses. You see it in weddings. On the veil in a wedding. Things like this. Here's an example of lace. There are lace curtains hanging in every room of my grandmother's house.
Very elegant. Okay, 所以呢，首先看到 lace 这个字呢，就是表示蕾丝哦，这种布料。那呢，鞋带呢，你也可以使用这个字哦。注意到我们是使用复数的形式 laces。那呢，放上蕾丝呢，使这个蛋糕怎么样？非常的 elegant。elegant 这个形容词呢，就是形容很优雅的。
Now, when you think of elegant, you think of maybe movie stars walking on a red carpet, or you think of very beautiful houses with nice white furniture. It looks very elegant. Okay, the article continues by saying, when she's done, she is Eloise, it looks like a classic work of art.
Wow.OK, 所以呢课文这边就说当它完成之后呢这个蛋糕像是什么 A classic work of art, OK, 它就像一个经典的艺术作品哦非常的美丽非常的优雅。OK, so the article says, Phil and Christine operate as a cake making team. OK, so we're talking about someone else.
Yeah, We're finished with Eloise here. We're on to two people who make cakes together. Now, it said they operate as a team, right?
Okay, 所以呢 operate as, 我们呢看到这个动词片语哦。它呢就表示说呢 operate 这个字是营运的意思或是运作的意思。那 as 呢就是作为。所以在课文这边呢就是表示说呢我们 Phil 跟 Christine 这两个人呢他们是作为一个制作蛋糕的团队在营运在运营的。
Right, so we're just saying that they work as a team.
Yes, yes, that's easier.
All right, then we saw the words cake making. We saw them put together with a hyphen, okay? And in this sentence, cake making is used as an adjective. We can add a noun and a verb together to make an adjective. English math there for you. Now, another example of this is time consuming. Time is a noun, consuming is a verb.This means that something takes a lot of time to do. One last example of this is eye-catching. That means something makes you pay attention to it because it's interesting to look at for some reason.
OK, 在刚刚呢 ,Aaron 就解释了我们复合形容词的用法。复合形容词怎么使用呢？我们呢就可以用一个名词加上一个动词。那注意到呢，我们这边的动词呢是一个 VING 动名词的形式。那呢除了这个名词加上动名词的这个形式之外呢，你也可以名词、副词或是呢形容词结合。那注意到呢，我们中间连接的时候呢是要用一个连字号，一个小小的 hyphen 来连接哦。那呢这时候他们就变成了一个复合形容词咯。那注意到呢，我们本影片使用这个 cake making， 它呢就是一个名词加上这个现在分词动名词的形式哦。我们还可以举其他例子哦，比方说刚刚 Aaron 讲到的 time consuming， time 就是时间， consume 这个动词呢就是表示消耗哦，所以 time consuming 合在一起就是表示这个事情呢是非常耗时间的，或者是呢我们可以讲说一个电影呢它是怎么样 heartwarming， OK， heart 就是你的心脏哦， warm 就是温暖的意思，所以 heartwarming 很感人哦，让你觉得很温热。Okay, so let's get back to the article. It says Christine focuses on making their cakes taste delicious and look attractive. Okay, so 我们呢在课文这边呢，他接着就讲到他们两个人呢是一个团队，但是他们两个人有各自的分工。首先就讲到 Christine 呢，他是负责把这个蛋糕呢做得很好吃，很吸引人。这边这个形容词呢 attractive, A-T-T-R-A-C-T-I-V-E, attractive 就是形容很吸引人的。那你也可以用它的动词形式 attract. Okay, attract 就表示吸引或是引起你的兴趣。例如呢，我们可以说 This garden attracts many tourists. 这个呢花园呢吸引了很多游客来参观。那我们再看一下，如果使用 attractive 呢，怎么使用呢？我们可以说 This garden is attractive to lots of tourists、mm-hmm. OK, 所以呢，我们注意到这个句型是 attractive to 谁，对谁来说是很具有吸引力的。
Right, so this is another way of saying thatThe cakes should taste delicious and look good, right?
Yes.
So they should taste good and look attractive. All right, let's find out how they do this. This is the example of the crazy cake we mentioned、
okay.
in the、introduction. So it says, Phil adds some moving parts to make them exciting.
Oh,、mm, moving parts.
Right. So there's something in the cake that's going to move.Interesting.
Okay, 所以呢刚刚讲说分工啊 ,Christine 负责把这个蛋糕做得美美的做得很好吃。那 Phil 做什么呢，他呢要怎么样，他要在这个里面加上 moving parts, 会动的东西了。所以呢他在这边用了这个句型 ,add something to another thing,、mm-hmm. 就是呢我们把什么东西加到什么东西。例如在课文这边呢 ,Phil adds moving parts to the cakes. Okay, 他呢把这个会动的这些机具呢加到这个蛋糕里面。Okay, so let's get back to the article. Each year, they give one cake to the charity.
Okay,
每一年呢他们不只很会做蛋糕，他们还要把这个蛋糕给 charity. Charity 呢就是慈善团体的意思。
Right, okay, so we know that this cake is going to be free. They're、
yes.
going to give it to a charity. Now we're going to find out what charity they give it to in this next sentence. It says, this year they are making a Wallace and Gromit cake for a children's hospital.、
Mm,
okay,、
nice.
So the charity here is the children's hospital. They want to make the children feel happy with this crazy moving cake.All right, now let's talk about Wallace and Gromit here.
Yes.
They're cartoon characters. Wallace is an old man, And Gromit is his pet dog. Maybe you've seen Wallace and Gromit in a movie.
Yes.
And if you haven't, you can check out one of their movies out sometime.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这边呢，他就是说他们要给这个儿童医院呢制作一个蛋糕。这个蛋糕是什么主题呢？刚刚讲的这个卡通，我们中文就叫做酷狗宝贝。Okay, 那要怎么来做这个蛋糕呢？ Okay, the article says they came up with a crazy idea. Okay, a cake that makes cake.
Oh, maybe it's like a factory cake,
okay.
Where you see the pieces moving around in a factory. All right, the article tells us more about it. It says...It looks like a big industrial factory with pieces of cake moving around, and Wallace and Gromit are at the controls. Okay, that sentence said the cake looks like a big industrial factory. Industrial is an adjective. It's spelled I-N-D-U-S-T-R-I-A-L, industrial. Industrial describes anything that has to do with industry,which is the production of goods to buy and sell. Here's an example. Trevor works in the industrial park, which is a special area of the city with many businesses and factories.
Okay, 那在刚刚的课文里面呢，我们还看到另外一个片语哦 ,at the controls, okay? 先看一下 control 这个字哦，它可以当做动词哦，表示这个控制的意思。例如呢，我们说 the government controlled this area at that time, okay? 在那个时候呢，政府控制了这个区域。那在我们这边呢，它是当做名词来使用，它表示一样可以当做控制或者是呢指挥部的意思。那在我们课文里面呢，它说 at the controls, 这个片语呢意思是说呢，他们坐镇指挥哦，他们呢、在当这个领导者的意思。
I can just see Wallace and Gromit just、
yeah.
do, do, do. Let's、
so、
make this、
adorable.
Cake. All right, now let's find out more about what happened with this cake when it went to charity. The article says, to see the cheerful faces of the children eating it at the hospital, tune in to Extreme Cake Makers on TLC.Now we have an adjective to look at in that sentence. It's the adjective cheerful. Cheerful is spelled C-H-E-E-R-F-U-L, cheerful. When someone is cheerful, it means that they're happy or they're acting in a way that shows they are happy. In the article, we use cheerful to describe faces, which means that the children have smiles on the faces to show that they're happy.Here's cheerful in an example sentence. You're cheerful today. What's got you in such a good mood? All right, that means you're feeling happy. You're having a great day. Now, that's all the time we've got to talk about extreme cake makers. Like the article said, though, you can watch the show and find out more. But now we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. We've got another cake question to talk to you about in our For You Chat.
Yes.
You know that Sam likes chocolate cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, I like ice cream cakes.
Yes.
But here's our next For You Chat question. What would your dream birthday cake look like?So today we're talking about our looks, not
okay,
our taste.
Not taste, not flavor.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, so this year after I watched the movie Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to have my birthday cake have a Wonder Woman theme.
Oh,
yeah.
So you want your cake to look like Wonder Woman or just a Wonder Woman theme?
Like a Wonder Woman theme. I want it to be like in the battlefield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can put the chocolates as the dirt on the floor and you have Wonder Woman coming out.
I feel like you've thought about this for a while. Now, I know cakes are... It sounds difficult to make, but
yes.
I think our extreme cake makers
yes,
would be able to、
make.
Do it. I think for me...I would like to have my cake look like a theater.
A theater?
Mm-hmm, because one of my hobbies is to work at a theater with plays and people who come in and be actors. So I think an interesting cake for me would be a chocolate cake with a theater on
top
of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can actually have lots of layers.
Maybe,
as the audience.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe we could be extreme cake makers.All right, now think about something that you like. Could you turn that into a birthday cake? You probably could. Why don't you guys talk about this with your friends and your classmates and tell your teacher, too? Maybe they'll think of a birthday cake for you. All right, that's all the time we've got today. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Extreme Cake Makers. Eloise has dealt with difficult projects before, but her latest one really takes the cake. She must bake a cake for a store that sells designer dresses. The owner wants the cake to hang upside down from the ceiling. Eloise adds some black lace to make it look elegant. When she's done, it looks like a classic work of art. Phil and Christine operate as a cake-making team. Christine focuses on making their cakes taste delicious and look attractive. Phil adds some moving parts to make them exciting. Each year, they give one cake to charity. This year, they are making a Wallace and Gromit cake for a children's hospital. They come up with a crazy idea, a cake that makes cake. It looks like a big industrial factory with pieces of cake moving around, and Wallace and Gromit are at the controls. To see the cheerful faces of the children eating it at the hospital, tune into Extreme Cake Makers on TLC.
Vocabulary Review.
Latest. That actor usually stars in action movies, but his latest film is a drama. Ceiling. Ryan is so tall that he can touch the room's ceiling with his hand. Lace. Marta's wedding dress was covered with white lace. She looked beautiful. Attractive. We are staying in a small hotel in an attractive town in the countryside. Industrial. There are factories all around us because we're in the industrial part of the city. Cheerful. Dylan is feeling cheerful because he's going on vacation tomorrow.